Homily for Monday, the 17th of January, the feast of Saint Anthony of Egypt. Today we celebrate a real giant, Saint Anthony of Egypt, commonly regarded as the founder of Christian monasticism. His dates are 251 to the year 356 AD. So he lived a long life. He lived in Egypt, the son of wealthy parents. One day, in a church, at a liturgy, he heard the gospel being read as addressed to him personally. It was Jesus instructing the rich young man to sell all he had, give to the poor, and follow Jesus. Anthony did exactly that. For him, following Jesus meant going into the desert to live the ascetic life of a hermit. Through years, many years of lonely struggle, he learned how to live with God, how to live prayerfully in God's presence. And that attracted to him many followers. His first biographer, Saint Athanasius of Alexandria, described Anthony this way. He was never troubled, his soul being calm. And he never looked gloomy, his mind being joyous. Anthony's calm mind and joyous soul attracted many followers to come and learn from him. It was from these beginnings that Christian monasticism grew. I'd like to use this feast as a reminder that we are all called as disciples of Jesus to become contemplatives, and to invite us onto that journey. I'd like to use the words of an Episcopalian pastor in Albuquerque, New Mexico. His name is Father Brian Taylor. He wrote a wonderful book, the title, Becoming Christ, Transformation Through Contemplation. And so I ask you to please listen closely to his wise words. And this is what Father Taylor tells us. Jesus will forever seem remote and vague until we develop some sort of immediate relationship with him. We can believe certain theological doctrines about him. We can admire and follow his teachings. But until we know him, until we live in him and he lives in us, we will remain relatively unaffected by him. When we abide with him, we know him. And when we know him, he takes us into the fullness of God's life, which he promised. This, I believe, is what early Christians meant by having faith in Jesus, believing in him. Not belief in the sense of agreeing to certain exclusive theological assertions about him, but placing our trust in him. We place our trust in him by calling upon him, inviting him to live within, believing that his way will lead us to life, allowing him to gradually become more and more of a presence, to the point where he becomes us. That is, he lives his life through us, and he takes us into the fullness of God. Contemplative prayer is one way that we can learn to abide in Christ, as the New Testament calls it, becoming filled with the divine power of his soul. Contemplation is a way of placing our faith in Jesus, inviting his mystical presence, and relying on him to live his life through us. And it is a way in which we can come to know, through the power of his presence, something of the same union with God that he knows. Those were the words of Brian Taylor, words that call on us to reflect prayerfully on our own lives. So let us try this week to carve out some quiet time so we may listen and we may hear Jesus' words to us. Come, follow me.